All right, let's bring Senate Finance to order. Time's a little bit after 6, April 2nd, Tuesday. With us is Co-Chair Kelly, Senator Hoffman, Senator Dunleavy, and Vice Chair Fairclough. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to move out a couple bills, I hope, if the committee's willing. Also, Senator Olson is joining us. So we'll take up Senate Bill 47, Stipend for Statewide Boarding Schools, and Senate Bill 57, the Literacy, Pupil Tran, and Teacher Notices. And yeah, just to let you know, if you're here to get a copy of the capital budget, it's not here. It's not ready. I will let members know, though, we cannot be taking more changes or amendments because we can't get a bill drafted if we keep making changes. So that should be ready in the morning at 9 o'clock for the 9 o'clock meeting. And Senator Bishop is here as well. So, yes, thank you. All right. So with that, let's take up first Senate Bill 47, Stipend for Statewide Boarding Schools. And first of all, I'd like to have. I think I'm going to have the commissioner, Senator Coghill. And then we'll move it. Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Okay. Yes, Senator Fairclough.
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 47-28-LS-0408-G, dated 4/1/13.
Okay, and I'll object for purposes of discussion and. Ms. Marsigan, do you want to go next to the commissioner there and just explain the changes briefly? And then I'll have the commissioner comment on it as well. So, Ms. Marsigan, if you could explain the changes that were made.
Senator Meyer, for the record, my name is Christine Marasigan, staff to you in the Senate Finance Committee. As you are looking at the CS version G, the only change has been made on page 2, section 5, which adds an effective date, making it effective on July 1st, 2013.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes, please, Ms. Marcy.
I did consult with the department, and my understanding is that this change with the forthcoming fiscal note will then remove the 1,681 that you see on your fiscal note 1 in your packet.
Okay. Commissioner, you want to comment at all on the bill or the fiscal note?
For the record, my name is Mike Hanley. I'm the Commissioner for the Department of Education and Early Development, and that is what we have shared, that the change to that effective date would remove the need for the supplemental and still provide the funding for the next school year.
Okay. And are you still supporting the bill?
Chair Myers, yes, we do support the strengthening and especially the component of the funding. To continue the support for the programs that we already have in place. Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion from the committee? If not, Senator Dunleavy.
To the chair, just a question or two.
Okay, sure.
The role of maybe, I don't know if it's the commissioner, it actually may be you or sponsor, the subcommittees that are put together to review the different budgets, how would they dovetail or interact with this process?
Good question. I think we need our co-chair of the operating budget here. And, so I we can't answer that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Today. Save that for Senator Kelly. Did you have another question?
No, not really.
Okay, great. Okay, there's no other questions, then Senator Fairclough.
Chairman, if you remove your objection, we'll have the CS in front of us.
I remove my objection.
Mr. Chairman, have we gone over the fiscal notes? I know that it's reduced a little bit, but I do have one that shows an FY14 additional general fund of $3,321,300. And there is additional operating funds that would be distributed through 2019. This is the appropriation is K through 12 support. The allocation is the boarding home school home grants. It's OMB component number 148, and I could read all the different ones, but it is increasing the funds that would go out. Does everybody have that fiscal note?
48.
47.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Did you want to make any additional comments to Senator Fairclough?
No, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that it was on the record that there was an increase. Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for SB 47 stipend for statewide boarding schools 28-LSO408/G from the Senate Finance Committee with individual recommendations and forthcoming amended fiscal note.
Okay, any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that bill is moved out of committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Dunley?
I need to stand corrected. I was looking at the wrong bill.
Ah.
That's why you didn't have the answer to the question. So my apologies. Sorry.
Okay.
You did well.
Good, good.
Don't look sorry.
Well, I usually try to fake it, but I didn't fake it that time, so that's good, because you had the wrong bill. All right. Let's move on now to Senate Bill 57. Let's see, I'll need a motion on that too.
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for Senate Bill number 57, 28-LSO474/P before the committee.
Okay, very good. I'll object to that as well for purposes of discussion. Ms. Marsegan, do you want to explain the changes?
Once again, for the record, my name is Christine Marsegan, staff to Senator Meyer and the Senate Finance Committee. I would like to point out the substantive change, and only change, was made on the second page in Section 4, this starting on lines 14, where we have inserted fiscal years 2014, 15, and 16, thereby keeping the Consumer Price Index but capping it to 2 to 3 years.
So this is version P, is that correct?
This is correct.
Okay, and what line again, please?
To the chair, if you look on page 2 of version P, section 4, line 16, well, actually starts on 15 and goes through 16.
Okay, gotcha. So it's basically a 3-year sunset.
Correct, sir.
Any questions? Comments? I guess your question's still good now.
It's the other bill.
Okay. Okay. It's the next bill. Gotcha. All right. Okay. If there's no other questions or comments, there is a small fiscal note attached to this as well. Looks like about $45,000 a year. Any questions?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I show 3 fiscal notes.
3?
The first one's from the Department of Education, allocation, early learning, coordination, OMB component 2912 for the $45,400.
Yes, I see that. Okay, thank you, Senator Fairclough. Okay, yep, that's for the people transportation. Okay, is there questions on these fiscal notes? We do have Ms. Noodleman here. I don't know, did we spend much time on these? Okay, did we? Uh, Ms. Nudelman, would you mind joining us here for a second while we take a look at the fiscal notes? I frankly can't remember if we discussed these last time.
We did.
We did? Okay. And Senator Hoffman says we did. Did we like them, Senator Hoffman?
Pardon?
Did we like them?
Yeah, I like them.
Okay. All right. They must be good then. Ms. Nudelman, can you explain the, fiscal note number 3? That seems to be the one that's the most expensive.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The public comment was positive.
Okay.
Oh, my notes.
Okay. Good sign.
Thank you. For the record, Elizabeth Nudelman, Director of School Finance and Facilities for the Department of Education. And SB 57 has 3 fiscal notes. One fiscal note is to deposit the funds into the Public Education Fund, and that provides for a 2.5% CPI increase. With the amendment to the bill, that'll be for FY14, FY15, and FY16. And that's $736,300 in column 1 for the increase for FY14, $1,502,000 in FY15, and $3,435,800 for FY16. And that will provide a CPI increase for 3 years for the pupil transportation program.
Okay. Any questions on the fiscal notes? If not, I'll remove my objection. Senator Faircloth?
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for SB 57 literacy. Pupil Transportation Teacher Notice 28-LS0474/P from the Senate Finance Committee with individual recommendations and forthcoming amended fiscal notes.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, bill moves out of committee. Let's take a brief at ease. I'll ask the Speaker Chenault to join us, and we'll be ready to go. Senate Finance is back. Before us now is House Bill 30. Goodness, we're hearing House bills. We must be getting easy here. House Bill 30 is State Agency Performance Audits. This is a bill introduced by House Speaker Chenault. So with that, the Speaker is here and his trusty staff. And so the floor is yours, sir.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, and for the record, Representative Chenault, District 38 on the Kenai Peninsula. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and committee members for hearing House Bill 30. Mr. Chairman, House Bill 30 is an investment in Alaskan's future. The bill puts one more tool in a budget toolbox for the legislature. It sets in place a system of review of departments and agencies of the state of Alaska over a 10-year period to determine efficiencies and effectiveness tied to mission measures and core services. Mr. Chairman, I'll try to keep it short. A few years ago, we had passed a bill from our body over to yours. It was at that time House Bill 166. If House Bill 166 would have passed your body even last year, the Corrections Finance Subcommittee would now have the benefit of that performance audit to have made their decisions when you dealt with the operating budget. Mr. Chairman, I applaud the work that the Finance Committees do, but truly it's impossible to do the right job for Alaskans to review and approve a budget totaling almost $10 billion in a 90-day period. While budget hearings held outside of session allow legislators to become more familiar with departments, House Bill 30 is an action plan to make effective changes in our budgeting process. Mr. Chairman, our job as legislators is to ensure that funding is the right amount for the right service or project at the right time and within our means. Our job is not to micromanage the departments. So House Bill 30 will assist us in doing this by causing a review of current department operations and then comparing these to the best practices from not only other states, but organizations like the NCSL and experts to meet our constitutional mandates and to do it efficiently and effectively. We feel that House Bill 30 will start a process that significantly enhances our ability to handle responsibly the finances of our state and do the jobs that we were elected to do. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I would like to say thank you and to the other committee members. And if at your convenience, Sharon, my staff will go over the bill with you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Representative Schnell. Okay, Sharon?
Thank you. Good evening, Co-Chair Meyer and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sharon Kelly, staff to Speaker Chenault. Thank you for this opportunity to present House Bill 30. In your bill packet, you have a number of documents that provide information on this bill, including a sponsor statement, sectional, information from the Texas Sunset Law, and the history of the bill in the other body with the subcommittee changes. Mr. Chairman, I would like to provide a little background on this bill, quickly walk through the sectional, and answer any questions you may have. Additionally, Chris Curtis, legislative auditor, is here, and Craig Kitlan from OMB, and they can answer questions on the bill or the fiscal note. As the bill was put together, we discovered that authority for sunset audits already existed under AS 4466. This area of the statutes is where the authority for the sunset of boards and commissions exists. Unfortunately, the audits related to agencies of the state of Alaska included dates, and the last agency date was 1983. No cycle date was included, so there was no authority to continue the audits. In preparing House Bill 166 3 years ago, LegLegal advised our office that it was clear in the legislative intent of the bill, and if I may read, that there was a need for an effective and regular system of scrutiny of the programs and activities of the agencies, and the establishment of periodic reviews would help the governor and the legislature determine the need for the continued existence of each of the agencies. This bill revives the process of performance reviews. In preparing the bill, we spent time looking at the Texas Sunset Commission, and there's a fact sheet in your packet that includes information. Basically, this commission was set up about 20 years ago, and they have a staff of 32 that include 8 senior analysts and 17 regular analysts. Our plan is a little bit different than that. Their budget is a little over $2 million per year plus reappropriations. The commission has eliminated 58 agencies and consolidated 12 agencies. The recommendations from the Sunset Commission have saved the state of Texas approximately $800 million since they came into existence. If Alaska makes a 15% cut to the current budget, and the governor mentioned that figure last week, we are talking about a $600 million cut. We believe this performance review bill will significantly help the legislature as we start to seriously address these necessary reductions. What the bill does, it sets up a performance review process of Alaska's state government departments. This review will measure a department's work, efficiency and effectiveness using objective criteria including missions, measures, and core services. The bill lays out a systematic 10-year continuing review of each department in Alaska government, starting with the Department of Corrections. And to quickly go through the sectional, Section 1 requires legislative finance to identify reductions as a result of these performance reviews so the legislature can see what the what they've done. Section 2 through 4 reenacts the performance reviews under legislative audit. Section 5 sets out the order of the departments to be reviewed. Section 6 is the heart of the bill, and it outlines how the reviews will be conducted, including establishing the review team, working with the department, holding public hearings, completing the review process, and presenting a report first to LBNA confidentially using the same process followed for all audits conducted by legislative audit, and then to the finance committees. Section 7 to 12 makes technical amendments, including definitions, appropriate repeals, and sets an effective date of July 1, 2013. I'd be happy to answer any questions of the committee. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Kelly. Senator Dunleavy. Did you want to ask your question?
Thank you, through the chair. I think I got that question answered two bills ago. But so the timeline is you're looking a year out. For example, let's say the bill was passed this year. lay out a, just let me know what's going to happen over the next year or two.
Through the chair, if, just wait 1 minute, please. Mm-hmm. Legislative auditor has laid out her plan of what will happen. The bill will go into effect July of this year. Mm-hmm. They'll start preparing for it. In January of next year, Department of Corrections will start supplying information to the review team that's been set up. They'll go through the process, including a 10% cut, and then they'll go through the process of public review, and then it will come back to the legislature in December through the Budget and Audit Committee, and then be presented to the legislature the following year.
Just to follow up, so you said Department of Corrections.
Through the chair, yes.
Okay, so one I'm trying to get an understanding of one department next year?
Through the chair, yes. Department of Corrections is the first year. When we worked with the legislative auditor, they requested that we start with a smaller audit, and then the next year after that, you're going to see the two large departments, Education and HESS. That gives them a year to start the process to make sure they worked out the kinks, and then they can go into the large departments where the legislature really can achieve some savings.
So this is more like a 2-3-4 year ongoing process, so kind of a rolling audit of various departments. No, not all at once, but over time. So we would be, theoretically speaking, we would review the data and we would make decisions based upon, again, one or two or three departments per year.
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, yes, that's correct. In the 10 years, we go through every department in the state.
Within a decade.
Yes, and those departments are listed in the bill. In section 6.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Fairclough.
Ms. Long, could you, I'm looking at page 4, the order of the review. I have had at least one department indicate that we might consider changing a particular order. Could you tell me why you chose the particular order that you have in the bill?
Yes.
Aside what you already just said.
Senator Fairclough, when this bill was went to subcommittee, we had to change the dates from the prior bill. And the subcommittee on the other body had looked at them, and they listed them out and actually changed some of the dates. They really wanted to look at the large departments, as I said. And then they remained the same as they had been in the previous bill. They felt, again, that the largest savings were in the big departments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any grouping? Are we going to hire expertise to assist us in audits, that there might be groups of departments that are going together, that we might have one a contract person supporting us with particular expertise?
Through the chair, Senator Fairclough, yes. I think you'll see that fish and game, environmental conservation, natural resources are together. Public safety, military affair, or law, excuse me, in 2022, there was an attempt to do some grouping like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Fairclough. Senator Dunleavy?
Thank you, through the chair. Also on page 4, talk about the Department of Education Early Development, including the foundation formula. So it's a departmental study. We're not going to be studying the 53 school districts. And it's not a trick question. I know we have the department's budget, but you have added in here the foundation formula. What do you mean by that?
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, the foundation formula is in statute, and they would be looking at that formula. They did it, I guess, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and I guess that happens has happened in the past, and so they would be looking at that to make sure that it's working the way that the legislators want it to work.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking, in order to do that, you would have to have discussions with the 53 school districts, right, because they're the recipients of that foundation formula. It's not really the department. The department, I don't think, gets anything out of the foundation formula. It goes to the 53 school districts.
Through the chair, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the last time we dealt with the foundation formula was 1998, I believe. Prior to Chenault, or Representative Chenault and I being here. That could be fun. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think the last time that was actually rewritten was in 98, like you said. I believe that that was under Senator Wilken.
Yep.
And I think Senator Torgerson.
That's right. Sheila was here back then. Thank you. It's good to have some historical knowledge. Well, Senator Hoffman was here, too.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, it was written when we, Mr. Chairman, when we went ahead and looked at, we set up special committees of the House and the Senate. I think Representative Hawker was the chairman, and there was a look at the area cost differential, intensive needs, and the BSA, and there were substantial changes made at that time as well.
Yeah, Representative Chenault and I remember that one. Yes, Senator Dunleavy.
Just one last question to clarify. It's just the Department of the BSA won't be the school districts that are going to be audited.
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, no, they won't be going into the school districts. And these are really reviews. They're not audits.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it looks like you have quite a few co-sponsors, Speaker. About 30. So that's a good sign.
Always room for you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we'll see here. I'm not quite convinced, but it's looking good. Was there anyone who wanted to testify? Anyone here in Juneau wants to testify? Okay, we'll go ahead and close the public testimony. I'm going to ask Chris, our legislative auditor, to join us. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to close public testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening. My name is Chris Curtis.
Chris, go ahead, please put your name on the record.
Auditor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Well, the bill itself looks pretty self-explanatory. I noticed you did the fiscal note, and that you're going to be pretty heavily involved in this. Do you want to explain the fiscal note and involvement of your department?
Sure. Through the chair, I can speak to legislative audit's role in the performance reviews. We see our role as facilitator. The work group participants that put this bill together did not have legislative audit conducting these reviews. Instead, the bill assigns the responsibility to a review team facilitated by legislative audit. On page 4 of your bill, it states that every year legislative audit shall ensure the review team conducts a performance review of the appropriate programs. And then later in that page 4 on line 31, it says legislative audit shall hire individuals and contract with individuals to form a review team. So these sections show legislative audit as the facilitator of the process, but it will be the review team's job to conduct the performance reviews, and it will also be the review team's job to report on the results of the reviews. The review team itself will be led by an expert in the field, which will be procured by legislative audit using the rules adopted by legislative council. The review team will be led by an expert, will also be composed of employees of legislative audit that will serve as support to the expert as they carry out their analysis. Legislative audit will monitor the contract and ensure the deliverables are met as provided in the contract. And will also facilitate the reporting process by providing support to the expert in the preparation and the delivery of the report to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Wanted to make an important distinction between audits that our agency currently does and the reviews provided for in HB 30. The HB 30 reviews are not audits, and they will not be conducted in accordance with auditing standards. HB 30 provides for consultant or expert reviews, which is a much different work product than what we currently produce. I do have some slides that discuss the timing, but we've pretty much already covered that, what our expectation is for if this bill is passed, the timing of hiring an expert, hiring staff, preparing the scope of the review, which will be approved by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. So the committee itself has a strong role in the process.
So if I may, do you, it sounds like that audits are different, this is a more of a, as you said, a consultant is looking at the audit, so I would imagine it's not as detailed or analytical as the audits that you do. Do you see them as being conflicting with what you're doing or supplementing? I guess it, you're overseeing both, so it should work.
Through the chair, it's a, the difference between an audit and what you're going to see is a different level of assurance. And with the higher level of assurance is going to come more hours and more resources. So this has been designed to be a leaner, a quicker process, which I think is going to be important for the type of review that this is calling for. It is going to be different than what we do, and that will be challenging mainly in the area of hiring the expert, I think will be the most challenging part of this.
Okay. Well, I like I said, you're in charge of both, so I guess you'll get it figured out. Now, these consultants, if they see an area, a problem area, then will they contact you and you'll dig it a little deeper? Does that come back to the LBNA committee, or how would that work?
The bill outlines that the scope of the review, what they will be looking at, will be outlined and approved by the LBNA committee. But the bill itself outlines what the department must produce and provide to the review team, and it's a pretty extensive amount of information. And I believe, as I understand it, it builds on what the department already is required to provide the various committees during the legislative process. So they provide this information, including analyzing the programs that they have, whether they're authorized in statute, whether they're authorized in the Constitution, prioritizing what they do, recommending budget cuts is part of the information that they provide to the review team. The review team then analyzes that, building on expertise that the expert brings to the process, best practices, areas that they may have seen savings in other states. So they bring the expertise to the review and produce a report that reports on various aspects which is dictated by the HB 30. And a report comes back to the LBNA committee, and it goes through the regular report release process and eventually becomes a public document. And then it's provided to the finance committees when legislature begins.
Okay, very good. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To follow up on Senator Dunleavy's question about the foundation formula inclusion, I don't know maybe if the sponsor might want to respond, but was this a provision that was included in the Texas model? And I know that any changes to the foundation formula are going to require legislation, so I still don't see how that fits in with the performance unless we get back and start working directly with the school districts and get their input on how that whole program works. So I don't know if you have any comment as the auditor how that would work.
Through the chair, I can only assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that when during discussions I did observe that when it was discussed, when Department of Education Early Development was discussed, there was concern that the foundation formula would be excluded from the review process, and so possibly that was included to make sure that was is concluded in part of the review process. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, so I'm looking for help.
Thank you. Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, the foundation program is one of the largest budgets in the state, and it was included in the other body because there was concern that we need to take a look at that, how in-depth they want to go to actually look at changes to the formula will be up to the review team. They're going to look at it and see if it's working. They're probably going to contact school districts. I maybe shouldn't be talking about that, but I'm assuming that's what a review team would do. They might look at other states and how their review or how their foundations programs are set up and make recommendations back. And maybe they'll be extensive and maybe they'll be minimal.
And the other question while you're here, Mr. Chairman, if I might. Were there other states besides the great state of Texas that came up with this wonderful idea?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, there are some other states that do have sunset reviews on the books. They weren't as extensive as Texas. We just looked at that as a model.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Okay, any other questions right now? Senator Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess as a general comment, as the chairman of Legislative Budget and Audit, we just reviewed agency performances across last year's audit and found multiple places where the departments have audit findings that have not been changed. And so this would be another vehicle that would actually highlight those positions that our auditors are taking that are not being that is requiring time for agencies to come into compliance with. So I just didn't know if the sponsor or auditor had any questions about how those might be highlighted in this particular document.
Senator Fairclough, through the chair. I do believe in the bill provides that part of the information the review team considers is the department's progress in addressing findings. So it could be considered a vehicle for following up findings.
Through the chair, Senator Fairclough, I know when we were working on putting the bill together that there was frustration voiced by the prior legislative auditor that there are findings that the departments don't respond to, and that was one of the reasons it was put in there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Senator Bishop?
I did.
All right. That's good. Okay, anybody else? Any questions for either one of these, sponsor or the auditor? Okay. If not, then I think that will conclude our comments for tonight on this bill, and we're going to keep this bill for a little bit. I need to see if I want to co-sponsor this, Speaker Chenault, and add to the other 30 representatives that are on this bill. So that pretty much concludes our business for tonight, and we will be back here at 9 o'clock, and we'll be taking up the capital budget, and what are we doing tomorrow? House Bill 77, and then the capital budget. So. With that, I'm sorry, here it is. Yeah, Senate Bill 18 and House Bill 77, which is the Land Use Disposals Exchange Water Rights. So that'll be at 9 o'clock tomorrow. If there's nothing else coming for the committee, we're adjourned.